Hello, I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Leah Nakaita, a project manager in our Office of Audit. Today we'll be discussing an early warning report alerting the EPA administrator to the fact that employees were on extended periods of administrative leave in fiscal year 2014, which ran through September of this calendar year. Leah, before we discuss what the OIG found, can you explain to our listeners the difference between an early warning report and a regular audit report?
Yes, the purpose of an early warning report is to quickly provide to the agency significant, time-critical information obtained during an audit that is still in progress. The purpose of this early warning report is to provide initial information about the administrative leave obtained during the OIG's broader time and attendance audit of the EPA, which is still ongoing. I should point out that an early warning report is for informational purposes. Any recommendations that the OIG may have for the EPA will be included in a final report after the audit is completed.
For those unfamiliar with the term, can you explain what administrative leave means in federal employment?
Sure. Administrative leave is an excused absence without a loss of pay or charge to personal leave hours.
What did your team find warranting an early warning report?
During our audit of the overall time and attendance issues, we looked at a sample of EPA employees. Within that sample, we identified 8 employees who were on extended administrative leave for 4 or more months. Half of those individuals were on administrative leave for more than a year.
Wow, how did these facts translate into costs to the taxpayers?
Well, the total amount of administrative leave taken by these 8 employees totaled 20,926 hours. Multiplied by their pay rates, the cost to the government and to the taxpayers was an estimated $1,096,868.
How did this happen? Doesn't the EPA have policies or guidance in place for time and attendance?
Yes, the EPA does have a leave manual that provides agency policy and procedures for administration of leave benefits. The manual identifies a variety of circumstances under which administrative leave may be authorized. However, the manual does not provide any guidance as to an acceptable amount of administrative leave or list other personnel matters that would qualify.
What else did you find?
Well, during the process of collecting data, we became aware of 2 payroll codes used by one employee that raised concerns because the large amount of time charged closely preceding this employee's extended administrative leave. The suspect time charges included hours designated for dispute resolution and general labor management. We could not identify any information in the leave manual or other EPA guidance that either authorized or described circumstances under which the dispute resolution or general relations categories were allowed to be used. According to the EPA Office of Administration and Resources Management, these labor categories are used to track official time for union representation.
Before we wrap up, has the OIG provided any additional information to the administrator on this topic besides what was included in this early warning report?
Yes. Inspector General Arthur Elkins met with EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy on October 30th to brief her on our work related to this matter. The administrator subsequently requested background information on the relevant employees for follow-up by the agency's Office of Administration and Resources Management, which we provided earlier this month.
Thank you so much, Leah, for sharing the early results of this important audit. To read the report and for more information about the EPA Office of Inspector General's work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.